We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
On the K-State Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, this is the Chris Kleiman Show. The Chris Kleiman Show is presented by Intrust Bank, proud supporter of K-State Athletics. Also brought to you by Powercat Sports Grill, where fans, friends, and families watch every game. Kansas Land Tire, out of air or need repair? These guys care. And by Kansas Oil and Natural Gas Producers, strength through reliable oil and natural gas. Get the facts at KansasStrong.com. Now, here's your host, Wyatt Thompson.
Well, a very pleasant good evening, everybody. Welcome to another edition of the Chris Kleiman Show on this Thursday night. We'll talk all things K-State football over the next hour, and you can join us. We'll tell you how in just a little bit. Your Wildcats, coming off a bye week, stand at 4-2 in the conference, and the Iowa State Cyclones are 5-1, and they will battle in Ames on Saturday. You can see it on Fox National Television just after 3 o'clock. We'll hit the air on the K-State Sports Network starting at 1 with the pregame show. If you have not heard yet, we'll also mention this, a couple of different things. One, no radio show next Thursday. Happens to be Thanksgiving, so we want to remind you about that out of the gate. But we will also not find out now until Sunday on the time for the Baylor game on Saturday, November 28th. That has been selected as a six-day pick for television. Want to recognize Nate Lewis, Jesse Piper, Jeff Bloomer, Kenny Lanou, all helping out with the show tonight. We appreciate that as we get you set for football again on Saturday, K-State and Iowa State. And with that, we welcome the head coach of the Wildcats, Chris Kleiman, to the show. Coach, it's been a very interesting couple of weeks for you with the idle week last week. Idle is the wrong way to, or bye week, whatever you want to say. That doesn't, it pertains to me, not to K-State football. You guys have been working and you've been fighting a lot of things with this crazy world we're living in right now. How are you doing? How's the football team doing overall?
Well, I appreciate being with everybody tonight. You know, when we looked at the schedule, it was great to work in the three bye weeks like the Big 12 has. And it's probably been a benefit to a number of teams. But to us, we wish we would have kept playing simply because, you know, the more time you have off, the more issues you're going to have. And we found that out a little bit over the last few weeks. And so we're down a number of players, some that are impactful guys that people will recognize on Saturday, and some that are impactful in our mind because we're missing so many scout team guys. But it is what it is. That's the world we're living in. And all that being said, our guys have had a really good week of practice, and I'm excited about getting a chance to go out and compete again, because when you get to November, really, bye weeks are no fun. Guys want to just keep playing.
Well, that's exactly right, and I think it's a situation, too, where, and you and I have talked about this quite a bit, this may not be the perfect scenario that we're working in right now. And yet it is an opportunity to play a football game. And these kids work so hard for that opportunity, whether it's this week, next week, the following week, whenever it might be. So I'm sure it's gratifying for you to see them get opportunities that they work so diligently really all year round to have the opportunity to do that.
Yeah, and every school's different. Every player's different. And everybody says, well, this is a free year, so if you get 3 games, you get 9 games, whatever it may be. But we have a number of seniors that have wonderful job opportunities that are probably going to take those job opportunities. So they want to play. And that's what I keep thinking of and looking at is those kids that I know that football has been a great part of their life, but the next chapter of their life has to begin. And so I want those guys to have a chance to play. And so we have to get through one more COVID test tomorrow morning, and hopefully we'll be able to do that and be able to get on the bus and head to Ames. But I can't promise you we're going to do that. And that's the crazy thing. And you and I have talked a bunch about this. You just don't know from day to day. And the fact of, okay, we had a bunch of kids that passed COVID test on Wednesday. Does that mean they're going to pass them all on Wednesday or Friday? Who knows?
Yeah, you don't know. Take us through, if you don't mind, the first part of the bye week and what the schedule was, because I know you were dancing around a lot of things with COVID, with contact tracing, the right times, school, all of that kind of stuff. What were you hoping to accomplish? What did you accomplish? I guess we'll start with that thought first.
Well, we met as a staff after the Oklahoma State game on Sunday morning and said, and we'd talked about it on Friday afternoon as well as a staff meeting, and said, we're going to take this week, we're going to work Monday through Friday, and we're going to give the players off Saturday and Sunday, because they hadn't had a Saturday off all fall. Every one of those open weeks we've had, we've practiced on Saturday. But we said, for the most part this week, we're going to work all of our young players, give those guys a chance to go against each other, play our playbook, let them play football, because it's been a tough year for a lot of those young kids, not getting reps, not playing in games, being on scout team. So we were excited about that. Then we're going to work on Iowa State as well with the older guys, but we needed to get some guys some rest. Well, lo and behold, on Sunday afternoon, we got our first wave of COVID tests back, and it wiped out a decent amount of our freshmen. And so went back to the drawing board on Monday and said, okay, we don't have those opportunities to take those young kids and get them some reps. We do have a few young guys, so let's take whatever young guys we have and give those guys some opportunities, whether it's individual, whether it's some drill work, and then we'll put a little bit more time into Iowa State, even though when I say a little bit more time, we weren't out there more than an hour and 15, hour and 20 minutes. And so we were able to accomplish some things from a game plan standpoint, especially since Iowa State was similar to us and didn't have a game last weekend. But our number one goal was to push the program and the young guys forward with good practice time. We just weren't able to do that.
I heard your coordinators talking today. They met the media through Zoom, and I thought Joe Klanderman at one point really said something pretty interesting. You've touched on this before, but I'd like for you to expand on it a little bit here, in that he was asked about the difficulties of going through this year. And he said probably the hardest thing is just not having all of the guys in one room to have a single meeting, and the frustration of not being able to do things like what you normally do. I'm sure you can concur and certainly understand those thoughts, because it has been crazy. And it's made, I'm guessing, coaching and getting to know those kids, which was his point, better.
Yeah, the relationship part has been fractured for sure, because kids just don't come to the facility as often because of the restrictions we have. We have not had a team meeting since July, basically, when we had one in Bramlage. It's just too hard to go over there and come back for a short meeting. So offense is on one floor, defense is on the other floor, and we zoom the defense in. And that's not any way to do things. We were fortunate enough, for the first time all year, when I say all year, since we brought them back in July, for the first time all year, we put everybody in one locker room. And you think, okay, that's how much of a big deal is that? Well, it's a huge deal to a freshman or a younger player that's been over in the visiting locker room and every Friday has to pack his stuff up and put it in a corner while Team X goes in there and plays on Saturday and then has to unpack his stuff. And it's not as nice as our main locker room and stuff. And you think, well, why were you guys able to do that with the amount of COVID cases you have? because we've had so many COVID cases, we were able to spread everybody out to say, the guys in this cube, one guy has not had it, the other six have. So we weren't worried about infecting anybody. But it was a little thing, but I know to those young players, it was a huge thing.
When you go through something like this, this is obviously a first time for you, your staff, the players, all of us, all across the country. I'm wondering, when you have questions or need advice, is there somebody or a group of people that you call on to say, how are you doing this? I mean, do you talk to other Big 12 coaches during the season, or is that just unrealistic to think that's even a possibility?
Yeah, there's a couple I talk to that I've gotten to know pretty well, but you know, we're just both bouncing ideas off each other sometimes, just because
sure.
There's no right or wrong answer. There just isn't. And oftentimes it's more of, we don't play this weekend. Are you going to give them off? You know, kind of like, are you going to have them around? Or are you going to let them go? And it's no different. Our campus shuts down tomorrow. Well, there's a handful of guys that aren't going on the road trip, and we're trying to take more. I'm happy the Big 12 has allowed us to take more the next few weeks so that we can take more bodies, so kids aren't sitting here by themselves with nowhere to go and nothing to do. But that's been a challenge in itself, is going on the road and telling the guys, you can't go anywhere. You got to stay here. Well, you get tired of looking at the four white walls and not having any social interaction. And so that's been a real challenge. It's been no fun, and I know that a lot of our freshmen have been impacted by it.
Well, the Wildcats are getting set to take on a pretty darn good football team on Saturday at Ames, Iowa, the Iowa State Cyclones. We're going to talk about that through the duration of the program until 8 o'clock tonight. And I do want to take a moment and remind you, if you're listening across the network and watching on Facebook Live, if you would like to submit a question for Coach, you can do it now via the Facebook live stream, or you can tweet me at @CatVoiceWyatt. @CatVoiceWyatt. Questions for the coach are presented by Intrust Bank, as always. We'll take a quick break. More with Coach when we come back in just 2 minutes. This is the K-State Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
You work hard to find the right soybean seed for your fields, and you stand by your work. So do we. That's why we put our soybean seed through strenuous testing and provide precise varieties and expert agronomic support for your operation. Ask your authorized retailer or your BASF Agronomic Solutions advisor about Credenz, because credibility isn't just part of our name, it's our commitment. Credenz Soybean Seed, from the experts that understand credibility is earned. Always read and follow label directions.
Willie understands the Cats are going to have to claw and fight their way through this year's Big 12 schedule. But Willie wants you to have a smooth ride to every Wildcat game. That's why he recommends Kansas Land Tire to keep your ride in as good a shape as a K-State running back. Kansas Land Tire isn't just tires. It's everything mechanical, from exhaust systems to cooling systems to brakes and tune-ups. They can handle it all at Kansas Land Tire. Online at KansasLandTire.com.
With 23 convenient locations, visit thetirestore.com to find the Kansas Land Tire nearest you.
K-State football is back, and Powercat Sports Grill is the place to meet your family and friends to watch the Wildcats play. Located on the west side of Manhattan, Powercat Sports Grill offers a selection of wings, burgers, salads, and pizzas, plus a full bar with over 20 beers on tap, all served up in the best atmosphere in town, filled with other K-State fans. And did I mention a 90-inch TV? Powercat Sports Grill is the official watch party headquarters for the K-State Wildcats. Powercat Sports Grill, where fans, friends, and families watch every game.
The best teams are led by people with experience in the field. Case IH equipment, from combines and tractors to hay and forage tools, is built by farmers who use it every day. Make the right call and go with the team that wins in any field. Visit your local Case IH dealer or go to caseih.com/wildcats. For commercial use only, customer participation subject to credit qualification and CNH Industrial Capital America LLC approval. Standard terms, conditions, and other restrictions apply. Down payment may be required.
Welcome back to the Chris Kleiman Show, presented by Intrust Bank and Powercat Sports Grill, where fans, friends, and families watch every game. Wildcats on the road this weekend to take on the Iowa State Cyclones. That contest at 3 o'clock. You can see it on Big Fox. Our coverage on the K-State Sports Network begins at 1 with the pregame show. We remind you, from the freeway to the field and everywhere in between, Wildcat fans trust the friendly folks at Kansas Land Tire and Service for all their tire and auto service needs. Visit thetirestore.com for the Kansas Land Tire near you. Again, we do remind you, those listening across the network and watching on Facebook Live. If you have a question for Coach, you can do it right now. Send it through the Facebook live stream or tweet me at @CatVoiceWyatt. Questions, of course, presented, as always, by Intrust Bank. Our first question of the night comes from Marcus down in Hutchinson. And, Coach, he's going to basically ask this question about linebacker and freshman Jay Harris. How has he done since arriving on campus? What's his outlook for next season in the linebacker rotation?
Well, I wish I could have a better answer for you with Jay. Jay has struggled with some health things and so has not practiced much more than a few weeks. Wonderful kid and very likable. Everybody on the team likes him, works hard in the weight room, just have not had enough opportunities to practice. Not Jay's fault. Just has not had enough opportunities to practice. And so feel bad for him because it's a tough, tough year to be away from home for the first time and not be allowed to participate very often. But it'll be a big winter and spring for him because of all the time that he's missed. But really enjoy Jay.
Really like this question from Chip Dude MHK. He writes, what character attribute does Coach see our players gaining more for their personal development this year that probably they wouldn't have gained if it wasn't for COVID and the challenges that it brought? What do you think there?
Resolve.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that's a character thing that fighting through adversity. And challenging each other to fight through adversity. Maybe the guy that you typically lift with, you're not lifting with. Maybe the guy that you typically go to lunch with, you don't go to lunch with. You don't see him for 14 to 17 days. Maybe you're that guy that has been lifting, doing everything right, and all of a sudden somebody calls you and says you're a close contact. You got to stay in your room for 14 days. Resolve. And those kids building relationships with each other and helping each other through that. Can't tell you how hard that would be. And I've been in this profession a long time, and I think of the young people across the country playing college football that are stuck in their dorm room as much as these guys have been. So resolve would be the biggest character thing.
I think that's a really, really good answer. And it leads me really to ask you, too, about this. I know there's a lot of concern out there when there are young people that go into the transfer portal and or opt out and those types of things. Kind of give us just an update on why some of those things happen. I know every case is a little bit different, but it just seems to me like if you go from the premise every case is different and has its story, maybe it makes a little more sense that there is occasionally some turnover, especially with what we're dealing with right now. How do you attack that?
There's always going to be turnover, and every case is different. But the first thing I'd say is a lot of bad advice that young people are getting by somebody telling them, you need to leave. The grass is greener on the other side, and you should be playing right now, or you should be catching this many balls, or you should be doing this. And it's going to be a thing that all schools are going to deal with at every level come January, because it's going to be a deal where kids can transfer for a one-time deal and have that opportunity to go to school and not lose eligibility. The problem is the fact that I think the last time Jill Shields told me there were 650 kids in the portal, where there's 60 Power 5 schools. Not very many people take one, let alone if you take half of them that take one. And you got Group of Five schools and you got FCS schools. There's a supply and demand issue, and some of those kids and a lot of kids are going to be in there for an awful long time, and it's unfortunate because it's not greener on the other side, and it's a process, and it takes a process to play, and especially at our place. I mean, the standard is the standard, and we hold people to a high standard on the field, off the field, and we've won a lot of games with guys that are just with us and have been with us the whole time that haven't weren't at Oklahoma, weren't at TCU, and with big-time wins. And so I'm excited about the kids that are here, and we're going to, as a staff, coach the guys that are here with us. And I do get a little frustrated at any place. It's not just here. I've had it at other places as an assistant and stuff. The kids that leave in the middle of the season and quit on their teammates, that's hard.
Yeah.
Because this is a brotherhood at every school. And that's difficult for people.
Yeah, and it certainly is a most difficult thing. I understand that there are options out there, but it's easy to set here as one example, and I guess we'll throw this out there as what can be done with some patience. It's easy to throw a Drew Wylie out there, but I also look at a guy like Eli Huggins, who came here, he worked hard, he's done everything the right way. In a pretty short period of time as a redshirt sophomore, that cat has turned himself into a really, really, really good football player.
Yeah, and chalk a lot of that up to social media. If I hear of a buddy of mine playing or somebody says I should be playing, I'm going to listen to it. And, you know, it takes perseverance. It takes hard work. Echo Boydo was on scout team for 2 years. Yep. Even this fall camp, he was playing scout team wideout. Then he'd go play a few snaps at corner, and all of a sudden he gets an opportunity. And we always tell the guys, you're going to have an opportunity. You're going to have an opportunity. When you do, you make the most of it. And how you do that is by preparing every day and not complaining about not being getting an opportunity, because then when you do get the opportunity, you're not going to be ready. And that's not here. That's everywhere that every coach has ever been. And so, you know, I'm excited about the guys that are sticking with us, because we've got a great core of guys and great, great group of coaches.
Yeah, and we'll talk more about that as we roll along here, too. Some interesting thoughts coming on that, too. Let's break here. We'll take a break for 2 minutes for your local Wildcat affiliate to tell you some of their fine sponsors. Back in two. This is the K-State Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
Tom has been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. I was really starting to worry.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners, where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen, and you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Hey, so what's a great way to spread awareness that driving high is illegal everywhere? A catchy song, of course.
You can run, or you can't drive high. You can run, or you can't.
Friendly reminder, don't drive high. If you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
To buy your home, you became a house hunting ace. Learned about loans, scoured neighborhoods, and asked the right questions. Now you're queen of your castle. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart saving strategies, you'll feel empowered to own your retirement like you own your home. Go to aceyourretirement.org. Because when it comes to clearing financial hurdles, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Welcome back on this Thursday night to the Chris Kleiman Show, presented by Ventrust Bank and Powercat Sports Grill, where fans, friends, and families watch every game. We remind you, too, oil and natural gas production is the second largest industry in the state. It provides over 118,000 jobs and more than $3 billion in family income. Get the facts at KansasStrong.com. That's KansasStrong.com. Getting you set for the Wildcats and the Cyclones on Saturday from Ames. Boy, this series could not be tighter. 104th meeting, the Cyclones have won 50 times. The Wildcats have won 49 times. There have been four ties. But think about this for a second after hearing that. K-State has really dominated this series. If you go back to 1989, Iowa State has only won six times. That's truly amazing. Coach, a couple of questions here courtesy of Interest Bank. The first reads this way, as we're talking about leadership and those types of things. How, if at all, are Coach Snyder's 16 goals referenced by you and your staff here at K-State some, what, year and a half or almost 2 years in?
Well, there's still an impact on everybody in the football program because we're not taking those down. They're up all over the place, and probably we would reference one here or there, but not in sequence like you see up on some of the billboards and stuff. But without question, they're still very impactful across Vanier and very impactful for our guys and just in life as a fan of Coach like I am. I just love them because they're part of football, they're part of everyday life, they're part of fatherhood, they're part of being a friend to somebody, and so they're really impactful.
Very well said. And you know what? Let's talk about your football team, the leadership of this club, because I think back to, and you and I have spoken about this before, I don't know if you make sense of the fact that you, excuse me, at home, lose to start the year against Arkansas State, 2 weeks later go to Oklahoma and win without something good and some good people standing up and saying, maybe we need to do something a little different. I don't know if it played out that way, but you tell me. That's why I'm asking. I just think there's a lot of things that have happened with this team, and they continue to fight and be a darn good group of kids.
They really are. And the culture needed to be shifted a little bit, not drastically, but we just needed to clean some things up. And we challenged some of those older guys to help us clean those things up. They did that. And sometimes in a year where nobody knows what's going to happen, and I hate the term free year, I hate the term, it doesn't count or any of those things. So sometimes some of the discipline things, sometimes some of the focus and stuff for everybody just kind of says, well, is it as important? Yes, it is. And I couldn't be happier with our captains and our leaders. And, especially when there'd be a kid that's been a leader for a while, and all of a sudden you just don't see him for 14 days. Somebody else has to step up, and I've seen that time in and time out and week in and week out.
Let's talk a little bit about Wyatt Hubert. We go back a couple of weeks to the Oklahoma State game. I think he's played some really good football after a slow start, and there are reasons for the slow start. Not everybody knows his scenario, but this is a kid right now that is just playing terrific football. You tell me, how good was he against Oklahoma State, and how well has he played, and what kind of a leader has he become this year for you?
Well, he's become a more vocal leader, and he's done a nice job with the younger players teaching them stuff rather than keeping a lot of the information to himself, even though he's not afraid to share, just us encouraging him to share some of his tricks of the trade, so to speak. But without a doubt, Wyatt was the best football player on the field, both teams, in my opinion, Oklahoma State, Kansas State. I'm sure that Mike probably thought an Oklahoma State kid was, but when you look at the game and how it was impacted, Wyatt was the most impactful player on the field on that Saturday. And so pleased at how he didn't get frustrated when he did start off slow, and he's getting doubled, and he's getting chipped, and he's getting people that are rolling and stuff away from him and stuff, and he just keeps being relentless and keeps getting to the quarterback and keeps making great plays in the run game and tackles for loss. And so he's playing his best football without question.
I think that's a really good point, too, because I sit here and I look at the box, and you had three sacks in the game. He had 2.5 of those, but you also had 8 tackles for loss against a football team that can really run the ball. I mean, that's just a fact of life. That's good defense.
Yeah, they don't give up negative plays, bottom line. Because the quarterback's so quick and so elusive, and the running backs aren't scat back guys. They're downhill guys that stroke it up in there. And for us to have create as many negative plays really set us up well and credit a lot of that stuff to our interior four guys.
And I know we've also talked a lot about some of the really standout play on this team, but I think it needs to be emphasized again here. Jerron McPherson, I guess, is where I want to go next. Like Wyatt, one of your leaders, just seems like he's doing everything right now. I don't know if that's true, but it just seems that way.
Yeah, he's playing really well. He's one of the best open field tacklers. He's a guy that knows the defense inside and out. I hope he gets the recognition that he should deserve, because prior to the season, you wouldn't have said a whole lot of, well, he's a returning starter, but, you know, is he a guy that is on every watch list or somebody looks at and says, boy, is he an all-conference type player? He's played at an all-conference type level and has made our defense so much better by moving him from the nickel position to the strong safety position. It's really elevated our defense.
And I think as you continue to build and look towards the future, and you obviously want, you know, more good quality young people coming into this program, obviously. But I think that's another example, is it not, that you can use when you see a guy make that type of improvement from 1 year to the next. And even in this particular case where he's moved where he's playing and what his assignments are, that's pretty impressive.
It is, because he studied the game and he studied himself and he said, here's the things I've got to improve upon: quickness, change of direction, seeing things faster from video film or film review. And so you play so much faster. And that's the thing that young players don't realize. There's some talented young players that don't look very fast on the football field because the game hasn't slowed down. And the only way the game slows down is for you to put all the time and effort into watching the game, learning the game, so that it becomes second nature. And that's what Jerron has done. J-Mac has done a phenomenal job of owning his craft physically and mentally to make himself a great football player.
Wildcats and the Iowa State Cyclones in Ames on Saturday at Jack Trice Stadium at 3 o'clock. We'll have coverage starting at 1. We'll have more with Coach, but first, a quick 2-minute break. Back after this, this is the K-State Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
The best teams are led by people with experience in the field. Case IH equipment, from combines and tractors to hay and forage tools, is built by farmers who use it every day. Make the right call and go with the team that wins in any field. Visit your local Case IH dealer or go to caseih.com/wildcats. For commercial use only, customer participation subject to credit qualification and CNH Industrial Capital America LLC approval. Standard terms, conditions, and other restrictions apply. Down payment may be required.
Making ends meet has always been a challenge, but lately, additional new sources of energy have been driving up costs faster than we can keep up.
For people on a fixed income, the impact of costly additional energy sources hits hard.
Fact is, oil and natural gas remain the most economical energy source known to the world today, lifting up Kansas families with affordable, reliable energy.
That makes all the difference for a Kansas family like mine. Get the facts about Kansas oil and natural gas.
Oil and natural gas helps keep every Kansas family strong.
This is Bill Snyder with some straight talk about opioid abuse. We're all taught to share, but giving someone your pain medication isn't generous. It's reckless. Yet 1 in 5 people prescribed an opioid admit to sharing it with others. These drugs can be dangerous, even deadly. Support the people you love. Store your medication securely and dispose of unused medication. If you're asked to share, say no. Help prevent opioid abuse among your friends and family before it starts.
Learn more about safe storage and disposal at itmattersks.org.
This is Kansas Insurance Commissioner Vicki Schmidt. Success on game day starts with knowing your opponent. And when it comes to investing, you need to have a game plan too. Investment scams don't just target the elderly. Research shows many fraud victims are college-educated, financially literate individuals. 1 in 10 will fall victim to investment fraud. The Kansas Insurance Department is here to help with a new website at smartinvestks.com. Have a game plan before you invest. Educate yourself on how to avoid scams at smartinvestks.com.
Back on the Chris Kleiman Show, presented by Intrust Bank and Powercat Sports Grill, where fans, friends, and families watch every game. I'm Wyatt Thompson with the coach of the Cats. Also, Nate Lewis helping out tonight, along with Jesse Piper, Jeff Bloomer, Kenny Lanou. Appreciate all those folks very much. K-State is 4-2 in the conference. Iowa State is 5-1. 3 o'clock Saturday in Ames is game time. Our coverage on the network starts at 1 o'clock with the pregame show. We again remind you, if you're listening across the network and watching on Facebook Live, if you have a question, please submit it for Coach. You can do it right now via the Facebook live stream, or you can tweet me at @CatVoiceWyatt. Questions for the Coach presented by Intrust Bank. And here's a question or two coming from that. Coach, this question reads simply, how important is ball control / time of possession against Iowa State?
Well, I think both teams want to control the football because both teams want to be able to run the football and establish the line of scrimmage. So it's going to be imperative for us to be able to try to play keep away from them. And we have to be able to find ways to manufacture some first downs and then find a way to make that 4 or 5 yard run into a 15, 20 yard run to create some explosive plays, because that's what Iowa State does as well. They just do a tremendous job of not only moving the chains, but that 5 yard catch turns into 15, or that Breece Hall run that you think you have pinned in for 2 or 3 escapes and goes for 13, 15. Those hidden yards of open field tackling and making sure that you limit some of those explosive plays is going to be really critical.
Coach, I've heard so many people say leading up to this game how much better Breece is now than he was a year ago. You study this. You know why. Why is he better?
Just 1 year to year two, as far as seeing college pictures. He didn't see these pictures back in high school. He sees the college pictures so much better. The game's starting to slow down. Obviously, he's bigger and stronger, and he's always been a fast kid. And he knows the system. He knows where the holes are at. He knows how it's designed for him now. And so been really impressive to watch him from, you know, because we've seemed like we've followed Iowa State quite a bit. We had him, you know, prior to TCU and a couple other ones, I think, Texas Tech maybe. And so we just have watched him quite a bit.
Here's a question through Facebook Live about Breece. It's interesting. Is there any added motivation to contain Breece based on the fact that he is a Kansas kid and playing in an out-of-state program? What do you think about that?
No, not really, simply because we weren't here when the recruiting was going on.
Right.
And so I don't have the background. I don't have any idea on that stuff. And so he chose that school, and you wish him well. I mean, not every kid's going to choose your school, whether you're in-state, out-of-state, and there's all sorts of different factors. So you're happy for a kid to have success.
Yeah, yeah, and it's a no-brainer to say had the timing been different, maybe things would have been different. We don't know that.
You never know that. Yeah, exactly right. You never know that.
Well, let me ask you a little bit about Iowa State in the run game away from Breece and their offensive line and just the kind of their structure and the way they do things. It seems to me like it's fairly similar to what K-State does, you know, trying to be a physical run blocking offensive line, trying to have balance in the offense, those kind of things. Is that how you see that?
Yeah, very much so. They probably are very similar to us as far as the amount of formations you're going to see, the amount of personnel groupings you're going to see. They're going to have one tight end. They're going to have two tight ends. They're going to have three tight ends. They can line up in all these different formations, see the look, change everybody to get a different look, or motion a guy across to change your eyes, whatever it may be, to try to find ways to run the football and then utilize the play-action game. And that's where Purdy's so good, is utilizing the play-action game, seeing the picture, and then being able to execute in the play-action game.
That's the other thing, too. We see a lot of terrific quarterbacks in this league, and this kid just seems to have something a little bit extra. I think I heard you say earlier in the week, you used the word moxie. Tell us why you used moxie, because I think he's exactly that.
He never seems to me to get rattled.
Yeah.
I was able to watch just a little bit of their Baylor game, and when I turned it on, I think he threw an interception, and they said that's his third pick of the game or something. And I just watched him never get rattled and say, okay, I made some mistakes, but watch me lead this team down the field to score, and watch me lead this team back to a victory, and not be upset or worry about the previous play. I always move to the next play, and that's something that it's not easy to do. But if you have experience and you have a lot of confidence in yourself, which he does, and confidence in their system, and he's got a lot of people around him that help make plays. But there's a lot of really good quarterbacks in this league that have played an awful lot of football.
Yeah, I think that's the thing, too. I've done a couple of interviews today, and when you talk about the league, when the league season started, you had Kansas, who was picked at the bottom, who didn't have a returning starter. Oklahoma picked at the top, who didn't have a returning starter, but everybody else had a guy. That's pretty impressive.
It is, and some like Skyler and like Sam and like Brock that have played for years and had multiple starts.
Charlie Brewer.
And Brewer. And you think those guys, that's a ton of football and experience that you just can't teach. And you're right. You looked at the top and the bottom that Kansas and Oklahoma didn't, but everybody else did. It's a pretty unique deal, and that's something that everybody looks for is you can be inexperienced, and we talked about this at the beginning of the season. You can be inexperienced of the offensive line, but you have your quarterback returning. Your offense is considered experienced.
Right. Yeah, well said. We'll take a quick break. More with Coach in just a moment. This is the K-State Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
These are the sounds of a dinner. A dinner that almost didn't happen. A dinner now served, thanks to people like you. Due to COVID-19, 17 million more Americans may face hunger. Feeding America is helping our neighbors in need. And if you're able, you can too. Donations are being accepted at feedingamerica.org/coronavirus. Brought to you by the Ad Council and Feeding America, 200 food banks strong.
Okay, kids, Dad's gonna teach you how to dance. First, spread your feet apart. Then, pump your knee, nod your head, shake your hips, and bite your lip ever so slightly. Now, with one hand in the air, point at people with the other hand. I call that the rock star.
Dance like a dad. It's a great way to make a moment with your kids.
Now, make a face like it just smells something bad.
Visit fatherhood.gov, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Hey everybody, it's time for today's STEM tip. Want to know how to make your selfies even better? Okay, let's use science. The best time for photos is golden hour. That's the moment right before the sun sets, when the atmosphere scatters blue and violet wavelengths, making perfect, soft, and golden selfie light to show off that beautiful face of yours. Click. Check out Chic and STEM for more inspiration. A message from the Ad Council.
Jill, why don't you tell the class what you did this weekend?
Well, my dad and I went in search of some magical minnows and found a zillion of them in the stream from our lookout rock. Then my sister and I escaped from an evil slug king and went back to my super twig fort for safety. Then we told stories till it got dark, and the Big Dipper led us all the way home. Whoa.
Where were you, Jill?
We went to the forest. It's not that far away.
Ask your parents to take you and your friends to the forest this week. It's closer than you think. Check out discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the Chris Kleiman Show, presented by Intrust Bank and Powercat Sports Grill, where fans, friends, and families watch every game. Also from the freeway to the field and everywhere in between, Wildcat fans trust the friendly folks at Kansas Land Tire and Service. For all their tire and auto service needs, visit thetirestore.com for the Kansas Land Tire near you. Wildcats getting set to take on Iowa State and Ames on Saturday at 3 o'clock. We'll have it for you on the network starting at 1 with the pregame show. Again, if you're watching Facebook Live and would like to submit a question for Coach, you can do it now via the Facebook Live stream or tweet me at @CatVoiceWyatt. Questions for the Coach presented by Intrust Bank, and we've got a few lined up here. So let me get to these here. Coach, do you or your guys see this as a rivalry game between K-State and Iowa State?
You know, absolutely we do. We battle against each other in recruiting quite a bit. Matt does a great job of recruiting really high-quality guys, and we seem to run into them quite a bit in the recruiting process. You know, we're not far away from each other. I think that both schools typically get a little overlooked. So no, without question, there's a lot of mutual respect, I think, for both sides.
Here's one for you, too. It reads, I heard you say earlier in the show you're busing to Ames. How does that impact your guys, good and or bad?
You know, it's interesting. We bused to Oklahoma, so hopefully that's a good omen. Then flew back home. But in talking to the captains, it was funny because Noah Johnson said, I love busing. Justin Hughes said, oh, I love getting on a bus. Gives some guys a chance they don't get very often to relax for a few hours. Mm-hmm. And for us as coaches, I told my wife this, it's probably the most peaceful 5 hours I'll have all week because I'll be able to sit on a seat put my headphones on, watch some film, get caught up on some emails and stuff. And so I don't really mind it, especially when you're going to fly home, because that's when you need to get the time back.
You know, for a guy like yourself, and I heard you say a moment ago when we were off air, your day tomorrow morning is starting before 6 o'clock because you'll be in the office at 6 o'clock. To have 4 or 5 hours of peace and tranquility with what you're doing now, is that like, can you even quantify that?
Oh, it is. It's so nice because you get pulled in so many different directions when you're in the office.
Can't imagine.
And I'm not a guy that likes to have his office door shut. So when you're in there, people are in there and asking you questions, or you're in and out and stuff. I'm kind of looking forward to getting on the bus, opening up my iPad, starting to watch some film, and maybe follow up with some emails, write some letters. But no, it'll be a nice 5 hours.
That's another good question. Do you watch the same amount of film every day, or does it kind of vary from day to day in the preparation week?
You know, it varies. Obviously it depends on what is going on outside of football that day with the things that we have to do. But I try as much as I can to watch both sides of the ball, offense and defense of the practice, so that whether I watch tomorrow morning, I'll watch with the offense, I'll watch with Coach Mess and his staff. This morning I watch with the defense, but then I'll find time to watch the other side of the ball and ask, hey, did you like this that you did? Did you like that? And then try to match it up with some of the game film. Then I try to find some time to watch with the quarterbacks and just go through some of the pressures and things. So, but every day is a little bit different as far as how much I'm available to watch. But it's probably the thing I miss the most about being an assistant is just doing nothing but football, where you know the plan and know the scheme and know the opponent inside and out from one side of the ball. And sometimes you get shortchanged because of something you have going on.
Yeah. Before we take our next break, I love this question, and it's courtesy of Intrust Bank. How many more players do you want to add to the 21 recruiting class in the end? And what specifically are you looking for with these recruits? That's probably a little bit of a tough question, but go ahead and try to tackle it.
Yeah, it is. And we still have a handful of openings out there. I couldn't tell you the exact amount. And there's not a position that you don't look for. I mean, whether or not you have a scholarship for that position, you don't know. But if somebody's going to find you a great position X, boy, you're going to take a look. And so Taylor Bratt, Chuck Lilly, that staff does a tremendous job of keep putting. And that's the other thing. I bet I watched 15 recruits today and wrote up evaluations on those guys. Just because you're always trying to keep moving forward. It's like people say recruiting's like shaving. You can't take a day off from it. So you always have to continue to do that as well.
I appreciate you bringing up Chuck Lilly's name. I think everybody listening knows Taylor Bratt in some way, shape, or form, good, bad, and otherwise. I'm kidding there. But Chuck Lilly, kind of give us a sense of what it's been like to bring him on board. It had to be really great to put him into his fold.
Well, great that we were allowed to bring another recruiting assistant because Taylor needed help, and so appreciative of Gene and Jill for allowing us to get another person on board. And Chuck came from Clemson. Clemson has a pretty good brand, and they have a pretty good idea of what they're doing in the recruiting process. So he just brought some new ideas, some new flair, and excited because he's brought another area of the country for us to look for guys at, and another eye to say, here's what Clemson looks for as wide receivers, because he had everything written up. Here's what they look for at DBs and running backs. And so just anything to help enhance our recruiting was going to be an upgrade, and Taylor needs help. Taylor does a phenomenal job, but he needs some people in there with him. And so Chuck's been received really well, and I think he's enjoying himself.
We'll take a quick break. More with Coach when we come back in just a couple of minutes. This is the K-State Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
You need harvest results, not another radio ad. So let's get to the point. Channel Seedsmen place products to perform in your fields, and the results can speak for themselves. Get yield results from your area and less yapping at channel.com/yield. Huh. I guess less talking means more time for music. Classic rock, anyone? That's channel.com/yield for local harvest results. Always read and follow green marketing and all other stewardship practices and pesticide label directions.
With an unequaled client experience focusing on communication and attention to detail, let the team at Fox Home Innovations work with you to create a new space that you will love for years to come. A proud K-State Home Team sponsor, Fox Home Innovations is a design, remodel, build firm that has served Manhattan and the surrounding areas for 10 years, from site visit to project completion. Fox Home Innovations will develop a plan that fits your budgets, wants, and needs. To turn your dreams into reality, like Fox Home Innovations on Facebook or visit foxhomeinnovations.com.
K-State fans, Stan Weber here. Let me tell you about my friends at Buck Roofing. They specialize in residential and commercial roofing. With offices in both Kansas City and Manhattan, they can come out and give you a free estimate on your house or building. I have used them at my house, and they always do a great job at a great price. They're owned by a K-State grad and a Herd and Fund supporter, Ron Buck, and are a member of the K-State Home Team Program. Call Ron Buck at Buck Roofing at 913-384-2680 or go to rbuckroofing.com.
This season, there's a new choice for your fields. Zatavo soybean seed, designed with triple-stacked Enlist E3 technology for weed control flexibility. Supported by a dedicated team of BASF agronomic experts. Protected by the versatile BASF soybean crop protection portfolio. Zatavo soybean seed, stacked in your favor. Zatavo from MS Technologies. Distributed exclusively by BASF. Always read and follow label directions.
Back on the Chris Kleiman Show on this Thursday night, presented by Intrust Bank and Powercat Sports Grill, where fans, friends, and families watch every game. K-State 4-2, Iowa State 5-1 in league play, and they battle at Jack Trice Saturday at 3 o'clock. We'll have it starting at 1. We remind you again, no show next Thursday because it's going to be a holiday, and then we'll find out on Sunday game time for the game at Baylor on the 28th of November. Television has selected that for a six-day window pick. So it's the Cats and the Cyclones. Coach, let's talk about running the football right now. And in specifics, I guess, so I'll ask you about Will Howard. I look at his numbers. He had 14 rushes a couple of weeks ago, 125 yards and a touchdown against Iowa State. That may have surprised – I know he's had a long run or two, but those are pretty good numbers. How has he evolved as a runner at the quarterback position?
Well, he's improved, obviously, from the first half that he played against Texas Tech. He's stronger. He sees things a little bit better. He understands the reads a little bit more. You know, in a perfect world, we'd want our quarterback to carry it around 6 to 10 times, designed run, and then if he scrambles out of there, other things. But so many teams are trying to make sure that it's a keep read and so that Deuce doesn't carry the football. I mean, that's part of it as well, that there's probably a couple of those that are designed to go to 22, but they're taking that option away. And so Will's done a nice job of taking advantage of his opportunities. And he's a big physical kid. He's 235 pounds at 6'4". That's a big kid to bring down.
I really enjoyed visiting him with this week prior to the game. We're going to kind of feature him in our pregame show. He's so well spoken, and I've heard you say, if I've heard you say it once, I've heard you say it 50 times, this isn't too big a stage for him. He really is fitting in, and you can just see the respect that he has of his teammates. That says a lot, I'm sure, to you like it does to me.
Yeah, it really does. It's great to see a young player come in, garner the respect he has from the older kids, because of how he conducts himself, not because of his play, but because of how he prepares and because of how he is a humble kid and knows he needs to continue to improve. And that's what we're trying to recruit is kids like Will Howard that put the team first and know that he's got to do his part, but is excited when a teammate does something as well. And he's just getting better and better. And this year, regardless of how it finishes up, is going to be a great springboard for him for the next X 3 or 4 years.
No doubt. A quick question about Deuce. I'm curious, is it, if I went into a film session with you for a half an hour and looked at film of people trying to defend K-State in those first couple of 2 or 3 games as opposed to now with number 22 in there, how different is it? How many special things are they doing defensively to try to take Deuce Vaughn away from you?
You see a lot of finger pointing now. Really.
I mean,
you see a lot of he's there.
Yes.
He's there.
Yeah.
Or, you know, talking about you see linebackers shift over, especially when we line up in, example, a 3-by-1 set with three receivers on one side, one on the other, and him by himself in the backfield to that one receiver side. You see both linebackers or a safety and a linebacker shade to that side so that they can bracket him in and out, because that's the kind of impact he's had. And so it's opened some things up for Will Howard. It's opened things up for Briley and for Sebastian, but and Sammy for a while there too. So it's exciting that you have that kind of a dynamic playmaker.
Good. Good. Appreciate you bringing up Sammy. How's he doing?
You know, he's doing well. He's been at practice the last few days. Spirits are good. Disappointed, obviously, that he's done for the year. But a great teammate, and he's going to cheer on his buddies while he's down for the rest of the year.
Offensive line, what improvements are you seeing there? It was obvious there was a big improvement in terms of yards between the West Virginia game and the Oklahoma State game, but there's more to it than that. I think we all understand that. How are those guys developing and getting
well better? Just cohesiveness, playing more together, communicating more together. Cooper Beebe's playing better than he played early in the season. Josh Rivas is playing better. Christian Duffy, we moved him from right tackle to left tackle. That has helped. You know, Noah's getting stronger, getting healthier. People didn't realize he got hurt in the first game, and it probably affected him for 3 or 4 more games. Yeah. Now he's starting to feel a little bit stronger and a little bit better. And so, you know, collectively, those guys, it just takes time. And it when you say it takes time, that's great. And then we've lost, I think, 4 of those 5 at some point for 14 days. And
yeah,
that's hard to build that continuity.
Still working at it. We'll take our final break, wrap it up in 2 minutes. This is the K-State Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
K-State football is back, and Powercat Sports Grill is the place to meet your family and friends to watch the Wildcats play. Located on the west side of Manhattan, Powercat Sports Grill offers a selection of wings, burgers, salads, and pizzas, plus a full bar with over 20 beers on tap, all served up in the best atmosphere in town, filled with other K-State fans. And did I mention a 90-inch TV? Powercat Sports Grill is the official watch party headquarters for the K-State Wildcats. Powercat Sports Grill, where fans, friends, and families watch every game.
Salina Regional's Orthopedic and Sports Medicine is your home field advantage. Led by orthopedic surgeons Drs. Timothy Hawks and Travis Rump and sports medicine physician Dr. Matthew Pyle, along with an A-team of certified athletic trainers and physical therapists, we are ready when you need us to help prevent injuries, enhance performance, or to heal through surgery and rehabilitation. For area athletes to weekend warriors, the home field advantage starts at Salina Regional Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
K-Staters, make sure everyone knows you're a proud member of the Wildcat family with a K-State license plate on the back of your vehicle. Available with a $50 tax-deductible contribution, these special plates will let everyone know you're proud to be a Wildcat. With more than 10,000 K-State plates on the road today, the Alumni Association's license plate program has raised more than $5 million for scholarships and student recognition programs. Get a K-State license plate at your local DMV office. For more details, visit the association's website at k-state.com.
Making ends meet has always been a challenge, but lately, additional new sources of energy have been driving up costs faster than we can keep up.
For people on a fixed income, the impact of costly additional energy sources hits hard.
Fact is, oil and natural gas remain the most economical energy source known to the world today, lifting up Kansas families with affordable, reliable energy.
That makes all the difference for a Kansas family like mine. Get the facts about Kansas oil and natural gas.
Oil and natural gas helps keep every Kansas family strong.
A final time, we welcome you back to the Chris Kleiman Show, presented by Intrust Bank and Powercat Sports Grill, where fans, friends, and families watch every game. Coach, just enough time to say thank you for your time tonight. We very much appreciate it. Safe travels. Hope you enjoy that little bus ride to Ames, and go get those Cyclones.
We will. Thanks a bunch for the questions tonight. We had some great questions.
Sure did. Thank you so much. And that's going to wrap it up for us. Again, I want to thank Nate Lewis back at our studios in Jeff City, Jesse Piper working here. Of course, the incomparable Kenny Lanoue down there with Coach Jeff Bloomer from Learfield IMG College. We'll hit the air Saturday starting at 1 o'clock. 3 o'clock kick at Jack Trice. You can see the game on Fox and hear it right here. For Coach and the crew, I'm Wyatt Thompson. Thanks so much for listening to the Chris Kleiman Show. This is the K-State Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
On the K-State Sports Network, this has been the Chris Kleiman Show, presented by Intrust Bank, proud supporter of K-State Athletics. Also brought to you by Powercat Sports Grill, where fans, friends, and families watch every game. Kansas Land Tire, out of air or need repair? These guys care. And by Kansas Oil and Natural Gas Producers, strength through reliable oil and natural gas. Get the facts at KansasStrong.com. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the K-State Sports Network.